Episode 1205, The Fabric of Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that your day is filled with joy and love and gratitude, that it's woven with all of what God has in store for you. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's all about the fabric of life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head right on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What is woven in and out of your day is a fabric of life, from the people you come in contact with to the actions of your heart. How you get up in the morning to how you rest in the evening. Just as your life is complicated, it too can be simplified. It seems contradictory, doesn't it? But really, it's truth. We have the tendency to make more out of what we focus on. If there is pain in your life, the pain becomes bigger. If there is love, the love becomes stronger. If there is joy, the joy becomes prominent. How is your day woven? Do you let others' actions and beliefs determine the cloth that you wear? The fabric of life. As we were getting my daughter ready for her senior prom, yes, I'm up very, very late. In fact, it's actually early in the morning. Yesterday, or it seems like just like a few hours ago, we were dressing her and getting, you know, taking this whole beauty regimen that you have to go through to get ready for prom, from the washing of the hair to the color of the lips. Every little thing mattered. The idea was to drape this gorgeous princess in the fabric of her night. I couldn't help but think, though, is this really going to make a difference? So, of course, the mom that I am, I told her that no matter what happened throughout the day into her evening, she needs to find the joy in everything. Yes, even in the craziness, even in the prama. Yeah, that's prom drama is what it is. It was up to her. She needed to find that joy. That beauty regimen had nothing to do with the joy that she would find. Yet, what do? We try to make these individual events in our lives stand out and make them be the focus of who we are. But our lives are not about the events. It's about the fabric that we wear, the fabric of life. What does your fabric of life reveal about you? What do you clothe yourself in? Do you clothe yourself in happiness, in joy? Do you clothe yourself in love and in kindness? Do you clothe yourself in shame or in disappointment? Maybe you clothe yourself in pain or in guilt. You choose how you clothe yourself, and what you wear. You can choose to make excuses for what the world has done to you, or you can choose to be clothed in the promises of God. Hope, love, grace, forgiveness. It's important that we choose the fabric of our day wisely. In the Psalms, it reads this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full and well." That comes from Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. You were knitted together. God knit you together. You were not junk. You were worthy. Every strand of your hair to the bottom of your feet, you are worthy. So beware of trying to knit the fabric of your life with the events of the world. Who really needs prama drama anyway? Seriously. But is that what you're doing? Are you trying to, you know, gather the accolades from your work? Are you trying to count your children and that's how awesome of a mom you are? Or are you looking at their report card grades saying that's your grade? Are you looking at your husband through his life experiences going, That's who I identify with. What are we really identifying with? God does not want us to identify with what the world has to offer, but what he has already given. Beware of wearing the fabric of the world. You are seen, you are loved, you are known, not for what you do, not who you associate with. It's the fabric of life knitted by the hand of God. What is the fabric of life that you're going to wear today? How will you dress yourself? Are you going to choose joy? As I kindly, probably more than she really wanted me to, I wanted my daughter to find the joy. Because I know what it's like going to prom. You probably have memories of prom. And sometimes it can be a magical moment. And at other times, it's just, oh, I want to get done with this. I want to take the heels off, get the dress off, and get in my comfies. God wants you in your comfies every day. He wants to wrap his arms around you because he knitted you with his own hand. You are loved. You are worthy. You are known. God sees you. So how will you dress today? What will his princess look like? He's waiting with open arms. Call on God and wear his armor, the fabric of life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.